Actor John Cryer says Kamala Harris lost election because Americans hate black women. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 6, 2025. Hollywood actor John Cryer, who referred to himself as somewhat stupidly woke, told Bill Maher that Vice President Kamala lost the 2024 election to President-elect Donald Trump because Americans hate black women. They hate inflation, they hate riots, and they hate black women. And they hate trans people, Cryer said of Americans, explaining why he believes Harris lost the 2024 presidential election. They don't hate black, Maher rebutted, but was cut off by Cryer, who was claiming that Republicans also spent millions of dollars dehumanizing trans people. We shouldn't talk politics, Maher replied, to which the actor, who is perhaps best known for portraying Alan Harper on Two and a Half Men, responded, okay, we shouldn't. Great. We don't have to. Watch below. Cryer's opinion that Americans hate black women, however, doesn't add up, given that if one were using the act of voting to determine whether or not people hate others based on their race and sex, then that would mean Democrat primary voters also hate black women, due to Harris never having won a presidential primary. Moreover, swing voters chose Trump over Harris for two main reasons: inflation and immigration, with the third reason being their belief that the vice president focused more on culture war issues than helping the middle class, according to the left-wing public opinion and research firm Blueprint. Additionally, Cryer's claim that Republicans spent millions to dehumanize trans people during the election also doesn't make sense, given that the GOP's focus was on exposing the left for pushing transgender propaganda onto children without parental consent. A staggering 72% of registered voters believe men should not be allowed to participate in women's and girls' sports, according to national polling by Scott Rasmussen, shared in August. At the beginning of their conversation, Maher began explaining, "I think the whole country, unless you're like, stupid woke, I hope you're not," to which Cryer replied, "I'm somewhat stupidly woke." "Okay," Maher continued. "I think the biggest issue for the election, one of the biggest ones, was Democrats pointlessly, totally just punted on immigration and let anybody who wanted to walk in for 3.5 years did." Cryer attempted to refute Maher's point, stating, "I think they would probably disagree. The people walking in probably felt like it was a little harder." "No, actually, there's a great 60 Minutes piece on it," Maher countered. "I mean, you don't get 8 million people here by making it difficult." The Real Time with Bill Maher host then asked Cryer if he has seen the video footage of illegal migrants walking through the border and into the U.S. while guys are just watching them do it. "I did not see that," Cryer replied, to which Maher answered, "See, that doesn't get in the liberal media. That's the problem, is the bubbles we live in. I think I had it right, like, that kind of stuff is what lost the election to the Democrats." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.